Hello, friends. Welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside beautiful Seattle, Washington, here in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much, much better place. During our first hour, we interviewed Dr. Raymond Moody, who's a fascinating man, the author, best-selling author of 12 books, including Life After Life and Reunions, about his experience into and research into near-death experiences. His life, he has a fascinating life, and his website, again, is www.lifeafterlife.com. Dr. Moody will be at the IIIHS conference in Montreal, August 12th through the 19th. Both he and I will be there as keynote speakers. And if you'd like more information about the conference, their website is www.oneness-in-spirit.org. Or you can also call them at area code 514-937-8359. During this second hour, I'll be interviewing a fascinating gentleman named Colonel Billy Woodard, who was the former base commander for Area 51 in Nevada in the late 60s. He'll be channeling some messages from his incredibly interesting father named Zora in the inner earth. Before we go to my guest for this hour, I just want to tell you briefly of some upcoming events. On June 8th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, will be dedicating a permanent memorial to the late Dr. Masaru Emoto at the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia at 415 East 4th Avenue in Olympia. The event is sponsored by the City of Olympia, and it's also free and open to the public, and I hope you can come. Then on June 10, 11, and 12 here in the United States in Olympia, Washington, I'll be having my own Galactic Wisdom Conference, who will be featuring also Colonel Billy Woodward, who we'll be interviewing in just a few minutes. In addition to that, we'll be having Michiko Hayashi, and also one of Japan's most famous Hado healers. Dr. Masaru Emoto, before he passed away in 2014, successfully treated about 10,000 people with these incredible Hado machines, which not only can help help with any physical or spiritual condition, but also will be available for demonstrations during the conference as well. The machines also will be for sale during the conference, and if you're interested in getting a treatment by one of these machines, or if you'd like interested in purchasing one of the machines, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793. In addition to Michiko and Dr. Yoshi, the Hado therapist, we'll also be bringing in Professor Gerald Pollack from the University of Washington, who's considered one of the world's most famous water scientists, Gordon Asher Davidson, a contactee of the Galactic Alliance, Scott Lemriel, the author of the Ceres Agenda and a contactee of the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years, as well as Debbie Holtz, a well-known Australian Aboriginal healer, Teresa Carroll, a wonderful healer and psychic from the Seattle area, Carolyn White, an aura and chakra reader and healer who photographs people's auras, Garnet Schulthauser, a famous Canadian psychic who's the author of Dance the Heavenly Bliss, and finally Alfred Lebermott Weber, a wonderful man, is the international judge and UFO expert. The first day of the conference on June 10th is free for everyone. The other 2 days are $197, and there's discounts, 50% discount if you're low-income or a student. During Friday evening, we'll also be showing two famous films by Tetsushiro Tori, a famous Japanese film director. One's called Relevation, and how people around Fukushima, around Tokyo, are cleaning up that area from radiation and other pollutants but through the use of effective microorganisms. Also, I'll be showing a film called Inori, or The Power of Prayer, that evening on Friday night. The basis for that film is Mr. Shiratori was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2007, and when his doctors told him that he would die, a group of friends around him started praying for him, and within 6 months, his brain cancer was completely gone, and he's cancer-free today. So if you'd like, these are both very powerfully uplifting films. Please come Friday night so you can see them. This will be the North American premiere of Relevation. It has not been shown before. It was just finished last month in Tokyo. The other films which I'll be showing on Sunday night will be The Invocation and Femme by French Hollywood film director Manuel Eiter, who will be available by Skype for questions on Sunday night, June 12th, after the films are shown. Invocation is a very powerful film with interviews with some of the world's most spiritual people, including the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, and before he passed away, Dr. Masaru Emoto. Femme is a wonderful movie about how women are changing the world to make this planet a much better and much happier place. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at outofthisworld1150.com. And I'd like to thank everyone for their donations and support. I also have a new spiritual mentoring program where I help people get in touch with family and friends who've passed on. If you're interested in that or would like a psychic reading, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or I can be reached as well at area code 509-750-9793. And if you'd like to look at our past shows or future shows, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And I appreciate your support so much, everyone, for listening, supporting us today. And with that, I'd like to go to my guest now for the second hour, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Billy Woodard, who's coming to us from Nevada. Billy, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to have you on the show again. I know I had you on the show a week ago, but you know, we ran out of time. And your father, Zora, had so many fascinating and wonderful messages that I wanted to bring you back and bring your father in today. Where is he exactly located? Is he hold on. I think we just lost our connections with Billy. We'll get him back online here. Just hold on, my friends. Anyway, Billy is coming to us from Sparks, Nevada. He'll be channeling his father, who's in the inner earth. I think approximately 100 miles underneath Mount Shasta, and he'll be bringing some fascinating messages. During this next couple of minutes that we've got to get Billy on the show, I wanted to urge everyone, if you've got time, to please come down to Olympia to come to our conference. It's on June 10, 11, and 12. Billy will be there as well. You'll be able to meet him. We'll have some incredibly interesting people coming in as far away as Tokyo and Los Angeles for the conference. The first day is free, Friday, June 10th. The next 2 days are $197, but if you're low income or you're a student, please come on down. You'll get a 50% discount. Also, if you're coming from Canada, the Canadian dollar will be accepted at par with the U.S. dollar. So anyway, I wanted to see if we've got Billy back on the line. Billy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Sorry, we lost you there, Billy.
Yeah, I was trying to put a microphone into my phone, and it cut it off.
Oh, well, that's all right. The main thing is I can hear you, so that's the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
Billy, where is your dad physically today? He's in the inner earth? Is he beneath Mount Shasta? I just wanted to... curious.
No, he's not beneath Mount Shasta.
Okay.
His ship is either... sometimes it's positioned over Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Or sometimes it's positioned in the inside of the inner the hollow earth entrance of the North Polar region.
I see. Interesting. Interesting.
And then other times he's somewhere in the galaxy.
Okay. All right. Fascinating. Fascinating. Well, I have a lot of questions, and I know we spoke earlier with him, and I'd love if you could perhaps bring him on now.
Oh, you want him? Want to talk to him again now?
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Yes.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much, Billy.
Absolutely. Indeed, beloved masters, how be you this day?
Zora, it's so good to hear your voice again. We're fine, just fine. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Indeed. Well, what would you like to know this time?
Well, I'd like to ask first off to ask about Fukushima, actually.
Fukushima?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like to know how that situation is being helped.
Well, understand, the Galactic Federation of Planets, they are observing your world at a very close orbit. And so there's key points on your planet, such as the Yellowstone volcanic cauldron, plus also what is termed as the Fukushima incident that took place. And other instances where the intervention of the Galactic Federation would be duly noted. I told you of one about Russia and the asteroid.
Oh, yes.
Last night, I believe it was.
Yes.
And then, of course, the one about where Fukushima had its reactor issue, mm-hmm. how there was a vessel above. In of course, it was cloaked, but it was above Fukushima, mm-hmm. and it sucked up all of the radioactivity that was released into the atmosphere.
Wow.
So that was vacuumed up, if you will, mm-hmm. By the vessel that is above the Fukushima facility.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, also, that's Fukushima. And then now there's also, we have, around the world, we have what is termed as boxes. And these boxes are on the beaches around, on different coastlines. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of them. And they are also doing what is termed as sucking up the pollutants in your oceans. And these boxes cannot be moved by any means, way, shape, or form, unless they desire to be moved.
I see. Fascinating.
Understand?
Understand.
So the boxes, now, a person who has what is termed, who has a harmonious demeanor, or one that is a fully enlightened being and knows exactly who and what they are, mm-hmm. can walk up to one of those boxes and pick it up.
Hmm.
However, a crane cannot pick it up.
Fascinating. That is very
Indeed.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And the boxes are not, now they're not visible. They have sunk down beneath the sand, but they're still doing the cleanup project of Terra's Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Terra meaning the true name for Gaia.
Ice for the Earth.
Which mm-hmm. is, yes, of, mm-hmm. of the Earth, mm-hmm. known as Terra.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do have what is termed as a identical Earth, if you want to call it Earth 2,
mm-hmm.
in the same orbit as Earth, but on the opposite side of helium.
Hmm.
We term that as Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
Earth 2 is where we are sending what is termed as the Cabal, what is termed as peoples who are trying to keep the what is termed the Cabal status quo, if you will,
right,
of enslaving humanity.
Hmm.
Now, we are eliminating those beings, and of course we needed a place to put them. Hmm. So we have Earth 2 on the opposite side of Helios. Very occasionally you may at times you may view Earth 2 and mistaking it for Nibiru.
Oh, but, interesting.
But it is actually Earth 2, and it is on the far side of the sun, and is in the same orbit as the Earth.
Fascinating. Now, some of these negative entities, if you don't mind me asking, Zara, what will happen to them? Will they be given a chance to evolve or improve themselves?
Indeed.
Okay.
They will be given the opportunity, they have been given the opportunity, especially what is termed as the serpentine race that was has set up, sort of as the slang term, they have set up shop on Earth, mm-hmm. and we have removed them from their holding, their fortress, if you will,
mm-hmm.
In the Earth's crust. So they have been given the opportunity to come to the light,
mm-hmm.
and to recant their ways,
mm-hmm.
and to accept the glory story of trying creation.
Oh, good.
And of course, now many of them, a few of them, only a few, have resisted and have not taken the step to accept the what's called the amnesty of prime creator.
Mm-hmm.
And those that did have not done that are the ones that are causing mischief throughout your government.
I see.
So, and those are being rounded up as we speak. And so, I mean, they will be removed and they will be given an additional choice as to whether they wish to recant and also accept the loving arms of Prime Creator. If they do not, they will be obliterated, literally.
I see.
To the point where they will not, or they will be either obliterated, where they can do no more harm ever, or they will be sent elsewhere out of this galaxy.
Mm, interesting. Fascinating, fascinating. Now, one thing I know that you've told me earlier, Zora, was that there is a colony of Germans from World War II in a place called New Berlin at the South Pole or in the inner Earth?
Indeed. Understand, you have what is called the South Polar Opening, mm-hmm. and that is located within the center of what is termed as Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have your satellites that encircle the Earth,
mm-hmm.
if you will notice from the tracking of the NASA satellites,
mm-hmm.
you ask to receive a tracking of them.
Mm-hmm.
You receive a tracking of the tracks. They go around the South Pole,
mm-hmm.
and they also go around the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot fly directly over the North Pole, for there is no space to hold them up.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting.
It is a vortex.
Oh, interesting.
It is an opening.
Huh.
Therefore, no one has ever reached what you term as the North Geographical Pole,
mm-hmm.
because it is in a void.
Oh,
it
interesting.
It is in the center of the opening and would be literally impossible to reach unless you had what is termed as elusive aeroships.
Huh.
You term them UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
That is a slang term that has been denoted by what is termed the UFO community to call them UFOs, unidentified flying objects. In reality, they are called elusive arrow ships. They are not called UFOs. They are called elusive arrow ships.
Interesting. Now, this is something, of course, that everyone on this planet has been told very differently.
Of course. They try to, with this term, what is bring up... when there is no, when they say there's no such thing as a UFO,
mm-hmm.
that is correct. Mm-hmm. They are called elusive arrow ships. They are not UFOs.
Interesting. That's fascinating. That's fascinating. One thing I want to ask you too is that the nature of this solar system, Zora.
Indeed.
I remember when we spoke before that all the way going out, I assume all the way to Pluto, which some people argue was maybe not be a planet, but let's go, for the sake of argument, all the way to Pluto, that there's actually life within these planets, but inside these planets. Is that correct?
Indeed, that is correct.
Fascinating.
All planets in your solar system, or in the galaxy for that matter, all of them are hollow, and the civilization that lives within them is within either the crust of the planet or within the hollow of the planet, not on the surface. The surface was deemed as a park, a pristine nature park, never to be disturbed. Now, Earth was an exception. Earth was put, was what's his term? It was seeded by beings from different star systems.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Many of you are from Sirius. Many of you are from Arcturus. Mm-hmm. Many of you are from Alpha Centauri.
Mm-hmm.
But none of you are native to this world. All of your home worlds are elsewhere.
Fascinating. That's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Indeed.
What is the climate?
Now, if you want to know the first race that was placated upon the planet of Terra or Earth,
mm-hmm.
was what was known as the Nushaban race.
Hmm.
That is the dark one.
Mm-hmm.
And then came what would be termed as the Asian
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was termed as the Mongolian
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, not to be left out, of course,
mm-hmm.
then you have what was termed as the white race
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
was brought upon the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have what you termed as white supremacists saying that they are the number one race of the one on planet Earth, that is a misquote of them. They are not the first.
Interesting. That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Are you familiar with the works of Randy Kramer and Corey Good? They were in the secret space program here, and they've been giving out a lot.
I have heard of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is some of what they're saying disinformation, or is it all true what they're saying?
A lot of it is disinformation.
Really? Interesting. Interesting. What parts would be disinformation? Just curious.
Disinformation?
Yes.
Oh, they're speaking of what's called the army dispatches that are on planet Mars.
Hmm.
There is no army from Earth on planet Mars.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Never has been.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Only life on planet Mars is in planet Mars, not on the surface. As I said, there's only one planet that was deemed to have life upon it, and that is Earth.
Interesting. Interesting.
That is why around your planet you have multiples of what is termed as the multiples of what is... I lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
You have multiple ships around your planet.
Oh, okay.
And they are all from different star systems.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Now, as I spoke with you last night on your Skype program.
Right.
But now we are speaking to your radio listeners.
Right.
Which is different. They were probably not aware of what was spoken of last night.
Right.
So, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're going to have that aired later.
Yes, I will.
And what we spoke of last night was, of course, we spoke of Hollow Earth and going on there. But also, you have, in the multitudes of ships around your planet, you have terms of the Galactic Federation of Planets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that is all the planets that are in the Galactic Federation
mm-hmm.
are present and observing your planet.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And there are many that are on your planet living among you.
Really? Fascinating.
Of course.
Wow.
I can give you some locations as to their whereabouts, but to understand, you would not know that they were not of this world.
Fascinating.
Because they look exactly like. And one in particular is known as Indian Springs, north of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Indian Springs is a what you term as an extraterrestrial community.
Really?
Indeed.
Fascinating.
And of course, they are they have taken on the appearance of humans.
Wow.
And so to get along or to blend in. And you also have some superstition Mountains. You also have some in what is Mount Shasta, California.
Right.
You have some. You even have some in the city known as New York City.
You're kidding,
what is
really?
Termed as, in turn, what is termed as Chicago,
uh-huh.
and what is termed as Denver, what is termed as Dallas, Texas, and Miami, all over, but they are observers only.
Ah, oh, fascinating. Wow.
And, of course, they are living among you.
Mm-hmm.
You will notice there, you can somewhat, if you are very observant, you will be able to know that when you're in their presence, you feel happy, you feel joyful.
Oh, good.
You feel jubilant, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It is because you, when you step into their auric field, it saturates you, and it makes you feel wonderful.
Oh, how nice.
That is the way Zaria is whenever she comes into the presence of people.
Oh, nice.
People instantly are drawn to her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To my sibling known as Zaria. Zaria is what is done as a two beings in one body.
Really? Wow.
Both female and both male.
Hmm. Okay.
So you term it medical terminology, I believe would be termed hermaphrodite.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But so when I say she, of course, I'm referring to my beloved child, Zaria.
Oh, yes.
What was your next question, by the way?
Oh, I just wanted... That's fine. I just wanted to say, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in Seattle, in beautiful Seattle in the United States. We're having a wonderful interview with Colonel Billy Woodard, the former base commander of Area 51, who's channeling his father, Zura, from the who's orbiting on a spacecraft right now. I wanted to ask you something very important. We spoke earlier about how everyone on this planet are gods and goddesses, and about healing as well.
Of course. If you have with this term any being, listeners that have what is termed as an illness, a sickness, or whatever, or something wrong with their body,
mm-hmm.
if they wish to be healed, I am here to do so.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
If you have any callers that are calling in, I would be more than happy to.
All right.
If they have some.
All right.
That needs someone who needs healing.
I'd be happy to open up the phone lines. For those of you who do need a healing from the inner earth, please call us on our studio line at 425-3...
Not inner earth, hollow earth.
Oh, I'm sorry, hollow earth. All right, good.
Indeed.
At area code 425-373-5527 or toll free within Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569. I remember on my last show with you a week ago that I told you that I had tinnitus in both ears. Especially,
you don't have it now, do you?
It's gone out of the left ear and it's substantially decreased in the right ear.
Indeed.
That's the first time that's happened in 37 years. So I'm very, very, very pleased about that. Very pleased about that, Zora. So,
well, understand, you know, all of you are either gods or you're goddesses, or sometimes both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not commonplace or understanding in your culture
mm-hmm.
that the beings who are what is termed transgender or transsexual,
right? Mm-hmm.
They are not sick people.
Mm-hmm.
They are divine people. They are natural. It is a natural occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in your past, in your distant past, mm-hmm. you had what was done many, many people
mm-hmm.
who were what were termed as both male and female gods.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And when you see a what is termed as a transgendered person,
mm-hmm.
do not curse them.
Of course not.
Try to set them apart.
Sure.
Understand, all of you beloveds are one being,
mm-hmm.
one yeah. race. There is no difference between you, the Japanese, the Russian, the Chinese, the African, or any others. Aborigine, you are all the same human race.
That's what I've always thought too. That we're all children of God.
That is so.
And
you are all gods and goddesses.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
When I tell a person, when I'm working with them to heal them, I ask them to do a simple thing, which may seem strange to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in essence, there is a reason behind it. When I say to a being to count down from 5 to 1 and then say to receive, what you are doing is you are transmitting the healing force of your either God or goddess into your being,
mm-hmm.
and it is instantly going directly to the source of the illness.
That's so beautiful. Well, Zora, we do have several callers on the line. We have Bill in Seattle and also Kathy in Seattle. Would it be okay if we took a caller now?
Go right ahead.
Okay, we'll take Kathy first and then Bill second. Kathy, welcome to Out of This World Radio. I'm so glad you could call in today.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. We have Zora from the Hollow Earth on now, and please share your condition with him.
Yeah, do I need to tell him what it is?
Yes, that would be
yes,
a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Lyme disease?
Lyme disease? That is from
yes.
a tick. Yes. Understand, you have what is termed in, I'm not sure you're familiar with the, there's a company that is in presently in existence. And it is in what is termed as Utah, and it is called Rain International, and they have a product known as Soul. Soul directly eliminates the Lyme disease completely.
That's wonderful.
But we will work on this right now. Also, I want you to do the following, beloved master. And understand that you yourself are what is termed as a goddess. You understand this?
It's kind of hard to hear you.
Okay, he's asking if you understand that you are a goddess, Kathy.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, you are. Go ahead, Zora, please.
You are indeed, beloved. And she is having difficulty hearing me.
Can you hear Zora okay, Kathy?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, I'll just relay the message then. But that's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Zora.
Indeed. The primitive communication devices. anyway, tell her to do what is termed as to rub her hands together.
Okay, rub your hands together, Kathy.
Okay.
And put your hand on either side of what is termed up here.
Hello?
Lyme disease, indeed. Yeah, we are here. You mean overall? Yes, all right. Of course. The quickest way for you to be termed as to put your hands together and place one on your chest over your heart and one behind you, the back of your hand on behind you, to where you are creating a completed circuit.
All right, I'll tell her that now. Kathy, did you hear that?
No, No worries.
Rub your hands together.
Uh-huh.
Now you'll feel friction in your hands warming up. Take your first, for example, take your left hand and put it over your heart.
Okay.
Then your right hand, put it with your, it's a little difficult, with your palm
on the back of the hand.
On the back of the hand, on your back.
On your back, directly on opposite the other hand.
Directly opposite the other hand.
Okay.
A little difficult. Little difficult, but go ahead and do that. And go ahead, Zora. Sorry.
And then I'm going to count from 5 to 1 and going to say receive. And then you want her to do exactly the same thing.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. Now, have her do it.
Okay. Kathy, please say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Then say receive.
Receive.
And then say from the Lord Goddess of my being.
Then say from the Lord Goddess of my being.
From the Lord Goddess of my being.
This Lyme disease is gone.
This Lyme disease is gone.
This Lyme disease is gone.
And I know it.
And I know it.
Now, how does it feel? Do you feel a tingling on your body?
How does
you feel a warm sensation between your hands?
How does it feel on your body? Do you feel a tingling sensation? Do you feel a warm sensation on your hands?
I'm not really feeling anything right now.
Leave your hands there for a short time.
Leave your hands there for a short time.
Okay.
We do it for 1 minute. I will time her.
Yeah. Do it for 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay.
You should begin to feel warmth between your hands.
You should begin to feel warmth between your hands.
In your body.
In your body. Zora, with the other hand behind her back, is the palm on her back or is the hand facing away?
It would be difficult to put one hand flat against the chest and then one on your palm of your hand, unless you're double jointed, to put the other palm on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say put the back of the hand on either the back or the front.
I see.
And then the other hand, the other way, but directly opposite the other hand.
I see. Okay. Did you do that, Kathy?
So I've got the hand on my heart, the palm facing my chest, and the other hand, the back of my hand facing the palm.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Correct.
All right. Now, how are you feeling now? Do you feel a warm sensation permeating your body now?
He's asking whether you feel a warmth sensation permeating your body now.
Well, I do feel warm.
Good. Indeed you do.
Good.
Now,
can I repeat this myself at other times?
You can indeed, because you are a goddess. And you are also the healer. You are the healer. I am just what you term as a messenger, instructor, or a deliverer
Zora,
of the instruction that you are receiving.
Zora says you are a goddess and you are a healer, and that he is merely a messenger of the healing way for you to heal yourself.
Indeed. Now, you can also, if she wishes you may describe to her how to purify the water. How you did it yourself?
Yes, of course. There's another way you can purify water as well. Kathy, you take your left hand and you take your longer finger and make a circle.
Let her get something to drink and then do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Kathy, why don't you get something to drink and then Zora will teach you how to energize the water.
Okay. I'm ready.
Also, before we start, the discomfort from the Lyme disease should be diminishing now. Does she feel better now?
Do you feel better now? He's asking.
My digestion's feeling a little better.
Good.
Indeed.
Good.
All right. Now, rub your hands together like you did before. Then take your right hand, the edge of your right hand, like you were going to do a karate chop, next to your glass of water.
Okay.
On the right side.
Okay. Take your hands, Kathy, and rub them together.
Mm-hmm.
Then take your right hand and put it next to the glass of water like you're going to make a karate chop right next to the water.
Okay.
Palm of the hand going into the water. And then with the left hand, you join the last three fingertips with the thumb tip.
Okay. And then with your left hand, you join the last three fingertips with your thumb.
Thumb tip.
With your thumb tip.
Okay.
That creates a tunnel underneath your thumb.
That creates a tunnel underneath your thumb.
And then leave your index finger outward, and then lay the back of your hand on the left side of the glass of water and tilt your wrist to where the vortex underneath the thumb is going through the glass into the palm of the other hand.
All right. With your left hand now, you've got your thumb with the first three tip of your thumb touching your first three index fingers, and then lay your hand.
No. Last three fingers.
Oh, the last three fingers. Sorry, last three
index
fingers.
Index finger outward.
Index finger outward, and then put your hand on the left side of the glass of water, slightly, not straight up, but slightly to the, at an angle so that the energy vortex goes into.
You lay the back of her hand on the table. And then you tilt your hand, your wrist, to where it is allowing the vortex to go through the glass into the palm of the hand.
Okay. Did you hear that, Kathy?
No.
Sort of.
Okay. All right. Well, you tilt your hand so you allow the energy vortex from your left hand to go into the glass of water.
Okay.
Into the palm of the other hand.
Into the palm of the other hand.
Now, do you feel a warm or a tingling sensation there?
Okay, he's asking whether you feel a warmth or a tingling sensation.
Tingling.
Tingling, she said.
Indeed. Very good.
Very good.
Now we will time her for 1 minute.
Okay, time for 1 minute.
Oh, did she taste the water, sir?
Have you tasted the water?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do that technique, of course, and I would look at her for a moment. Many times when I'm instructing beings to do this, I forget to tell them to test the water first.
Oh.
So they know what it tastes like.
Sure. Yeah, it's good for them to taste the water first, then they have some sort of reference afterwards.
Indeed, of course.
Hmm. Zora,
You can also do this with wine.
Oh, really?
And it will take the alcohol content out of the wine.
Interesting. Kathy, he said that you can also do this with wine, and it'll take out the alcohol out of the wine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well,
And beer, too.
And be what?
And also with beer.
Oh, with beer, too. How about with coffee? Will it take the caffeine out of a cup of coffee?
It will indeed. It will take the carbonation out of a soft drink.
Really? Interesting. So you can make your own decaf coffee if you've got a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Zora. Well, it's been a minute now, my friend.
All right, go ahead and retaste your water and tell me how it tastes.
Okay, go ahead and retaste the water and tell Zora how it tastes.
a slight difference.
A slight difference, he said.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right.
Well, she said she's not sure whether she's doing this right, but I'll tell you what.
Does she have what is dubbed as an orange?
Do you have an orange?
No.
Okay, no, she doesn't.
Any kind of fruit?
No, just a banana.
She has
a banana will work.
Sure.
Take a bite out of the banana.
Okay. Take a taste.
And then place the other down on the table and do exactly the same thing.
Okay. Try a taste out of the banana. I recommend that you take the skin off first.
Yes, of course.
And then put it down. And then put it in the same position as a glass of water.
You must take the skin off first.
Yeah, Zora says it's very important to take the skin off before you eat the banana. Very important. You'll have a better flavor then. Although this could make banana peels tasty. I don't know. It could be.
I would not want to try.
All right.
All right. Now she has consumed part of the banana, yes?
Have you tried it? Have you tried tasting the banana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now lay the banana down. Peel it first, of course.
Okay. Peel the banana and put it between your two hands there.
And the same technique, take the side of the right palm, side of the hand, and lay it down on the table facing the banana.
Take the side of the, take the right hand, lay it down with the, kind of like a karate chop, and facing the banana.
Okay.
The palm of it. And palm then it. Take your left hand and make the vortex again.
Take the left hand, make the vortex again.
Indeed.
Okay.
And then tell her to lay her hand, the back of her hand, on the table on the left side of the banana, and to touch the last three fingertips with the thumb tip, and then to index finger out, and then tilt the wrist just a little to where the vortex is going directly through the banana into the palm of the right hand.
So on your left hand, you take your thumb and touch the last three fingers of your hand with the index finger out, and then you tilt your hand slightly so that the back of the hand, the energy, the vortex is going into the banana. Okay, on the left side.
It's important to tell her to touch the fingertips, not the fingers.
Touch the fingertips.
And then place the vortex there. And I shall time it another minute.
We'll time it another minute. We've only got about 6 minutes left, so.
That is fine. We would do it for 30 seconds.
Billy, after we're done here, we'll have about 4 or 5 minutes left. I wanted you to please wrap up your wonderful interview, and especially with any messages for humanity on this planet.
I have a try it now.
Okay, try it now. Try tasting it now.
There's a slight difference in the flavor.
There should be a slight difference in the flavor, he says.
She says it tastes a little sweeter.
Of course.
Isn't that amazing?
That is how it is done.
That's amazing.
Now, have her to go on to the hollowearthnetwork.com.
Okay.
And to go over to the health program.
Okay.
Click on that link, and that will take you to the health program. Then scroll down until you get to the soul. Rain International Soul.
Okay.
And have her click on the link that will take her to Zaria's website, which I will give you. You can give it to everybody if you wish.
All right.
It is myrainlife.com. Zarayaha.com/ZARAYA.
All right. www.myraylight.com/ZA.
My rain.
Oh, my rain. R A I N.
R A I N.
Okay.
Yes.
My rain light.
Life.
LIFE. Okay.
.com.
/Zaraya. Okay.
ZARAYA.
Okay. Kathy, I will call you back if you could get Erica, if you could get her phone number, because we're running out of time on the hour here, and I wanted to get some more messages from Zora. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Good. And Zora, we've got about 4 minutes left. And I wanted to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Let us try and address Bill's issue first.
Unfortunately, Bill has hung up. So, Bill, if you wanted to call back, my phone number here, our phone number is 425-373-5527. Otherwise, Bill, you can send me an email if you're still listening, and I can talk to, perhaps I can call you later. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Indeed.
All right, now we've got about 3 minutes left, Zora, and I'd love to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today, perhaps with some messages for humanity.
Indeed. But I'm going to tell you all out there, many of you are very concerned for what is termed as the possibility of nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
I am going here to tell you that will not happen. Mm. We as the Galactic Federation of Planets will not allow your planet to have a nuclear winter or any type of nuclear exchange,
mm-hmm,
due to the fact that it would cause difficulty within the planet. So that will not be allowed. So rest assured that you are not in any danger of nuclear fallout, mm-hmm, or a nuclear exchange from any country. It will not be allowed.
Well, that's wonderful news. Absolutely wonderful news. And as you said before, Fukushima is getting cleaned up, which is wonderful.
It is indeed.
Which is wonderful.
And the last thing is that there was also concern, also for your, what is the term, Yellowstone cauldron.
Yes.
Now that right there, also we have a vessel also above that location too. And
okay.
If it was to ever give off seismic activity, such as a volcanic eruption,
mm-hmm,
all of the ash would be sucked into the ship. The ash would never reach anywhere else.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Such good news. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left, Zora, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today. This has been a wonderful interview with Zora from the Hollow Earth. And you will be coming to my conference in a couple of weeks. And for those who'd like to meet Billy and talk with Zora, it'll be at the Galactic Wisdom Conference on June 10, 11, and 12 in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States. For more information, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The cost for the weekend is $197 with a free Friday. And Zora, I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you so much, my friend, for sharing your wonderful wisdom with all of us.
May harmony, peace, joy, laughter, healing, much love be with all of you, and have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zora. Have a beautiful day yourself. And listeners, thank you so much for listening to Out of This World Radio.
Indeed. And you have them also go to HollowEarthNetwork.com and listen to the archive.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.